This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Kenosha had yet another high-profile visit yesterday from Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The trip came on the heels of a visit by President Donald Trump on Tuesday, and about a week and a half after Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot by a white police officer, which led to unrest in the city. After that unrest, a white 17-year-old was arrested and charged with two counts of homicide for shooting and killing two people, Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber. Rittenhouse also injured a third protester in the shooting. WUWM's Mayan Silver is here to tell us about Biden's visit. Mayan, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks, Joy.
So tell us a bit about Joe Biden's Wisconsin visit. Where did he go? Who did he meet?
So this was Biden's first trip to Wisconsin this campaign cycle. Biden flew into Milwaukee to Mitchell International Airport. There he met with the Blake family for about an hour. That included Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., and his siblings, and one of his attorneys. Blake's mother, Julia Jackson, and another attorney, Ben Crump, joined by phone. The Associated Press also reported that Biden spoke with Blake, Jacob Blake, on the phone for 15 minutes during the visit. Biden said that Blake, quote, talked about how nothing was going to defeat him, about how whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up. Blake remains hospitalized after being shot 7 times in the back by police as they tried to arrest him. He's paralyzed from the waist down, his family reports. Biden followed his private meeting in Milwaukee with a public discussion with community representatives at Grace Lutheran Church in Kenosha. There were business leaders, civic leaders, and law enforcement officials. And then Biden and his wife, Jill, also had a conversation about school reopening with local parents and educators in Wauwatosa.
Well, and it's interesting that, of course, Biden met with Jacob Blake's family, in part because Donald Trump, who visited earlier this week, chose not to meet with his family, in part because of the fact that his lawyers would be there. And I think that gets to this question, really. What was Biden's main message during this public discussion?
So Biden focused on issues of race and racism. He said that racism and white supremacy motivated him to run for office again, specifically Trump's reaction to violence at a white supremacy rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, 3 years ago. That's when a white supremacist drove a car through counter-protesters and killed activist Heather Heyer. Here's Joe Biden talking about his response to that and to Trump's response.
And the President of the United States was asked, what do you think? And he said, quote, something no president's ever said. He said, there are very fine people on both sides. No president has ever said anything like that. The generic point I'm making is, not all his fault, but it legitimizes. It legitimizes the dark side of human nature. And what it did, though, it also exposed what had not been paid enough attention to, the underlying racism that is institutionalized in the United States.
Biden also talked about issues that disproportionately affect black and brown people, like poverty. He supports raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. He talked about prison reform and changing policies that impede the formerly incarcerated.
So, for example, anybody serves their time in prison, they get out, they should be entitled to every single program that exists under the federal government. Why don't we want them getting a Pell Grant and going to school? Why don't we want them getting a job and being able to get public housing subsidies? Why don't we want them qualifying for what used to be called food stamps?
So that was at the community meeting in Kenosha, but Biden also was in Wauwatosa. What happened there?
So there, Jill and Joe Biden listened at the small backyard event to 3 education professionals as they talked about the challenges of this school year. They talked about technology hurdles of going virtual. They talked about mental health struggles of students and teachers and low-income students in danger of falling through the cracks. Jill Biden is an educator herself, and she asked most of the questions. Joe Biden laid blame for the mess of the start of the school year on Trump's mismanagement of the pandemic.
Well, and I think that gets to this next question. How was Biden's trip different than Trump's in both form and substance?
So first of all, Biden, like you mentioned earlier, he addressed structural racism. That's something that President Trump downplayed when he was in Kenosha 2 days ago. That's, you know, Trump was asked about structural racism, and instead of admitting it or talking about it or talking about solutions, he circled back to his theme that people want law and order. So Trump significantly focused his message on supporting the police and also on recovering from property damage. He did not address racism. And so that was one main difference. Biden also talked to Jacob Blake and met with Jacob Blake's family. And Trump didn't do that during his Kenosha visit. And Trump and other Republican leadership has said that Trump refused to meet because the family wanted lawyers involved. So notably, the family had their lawyers present with the Biden meeting today as well.
Yeah. So what was the reaction to Biden's visit from Wisconsin politicians?
There was a clear partisan divide on how Biden's visit was received. Republicans had a number of complaints. First, Republicans like Andrew Hitt, chairman of the state GOP, called out Governor Evers, who had publicly asked President Trump not to come to Wisconsin because he said it would fan flames of division. Hitt said Evers was silent on Biden's visit, notably. And Hitt said that's hypocritical and that people in Wisconsin don't want that type of hypocrisy. Republicans also pointed out that this is Biden's first visit to Wisconsin during the election. So they noted that he was supposed to come here for the DNC 2 weeks ago, but he cited the COVID-19 pandemic as the reason he wasn't coming, but that nothing has changed with the pandemic. So there was some callouts of hypocrisy there. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, on the other hand, Democrat, said that Biden is no stranger to tragedy and loss, and that Biden was there to unify and start a process of healing and to create a more fair and equitable nation.
So Democrats seem to be happy that he came, at least Senator Baldwin.
Yes, and other Democrats, yeah, too.
So I know there were some demonstrations and events scheduled as counterpoints to Trump's visit. Did we see anything like that for Biden's visit?
Kenosha was pretty calm ahead of Biden's visit and pretty much stayed that way. By midday, a small group of Biden supporters, some Black Lives Matter activists, and a Trump supporter had gathered at City Center Park that had been a focal point of demonstrations for days. When the president visited Kenosha on Tuesday, there were a few hundred pro and anti-Trump protesters convened at the spot. But then today, flashing forward to Biden's visit, he was at Grace Lutheran Church. There was a swarm of several dozen people outside lining the streets waiting for Biden. It was a mostly Biden-friendly crowd, or at least it wasn't hostile. And then there were about a dozen Trump supporters down the street with flags and signs. But our reporter, Latoya Dennis, was able to talk to Jamarcus Blaze. He was out in the streets of Kenosha, and he said he's tired of seeing Black people killed unlawfully, and he had a message for people about the movement.
I came out here to support Black Lives Matter and support Jacob Blake's family. It's not about Joe Biden or Ms. Harris. Okay, y'all doing y'all thing, but y'all using this protest as a political movement, right? So if I can get a message inside there, Biden, you told the people you was going to come here and march with them, right? Then get out of this church and come outside. That's all I got to say.
Around 5:30 p.m. in Wauwatosa, press pool reporters say that a crowd of about 200 gathered, and they were actually chanting their support for Joe Biden.
All right. Well, again, Mayan, we'll see how this plays out during the election and what sort of change there will be on the issue of police brutality and structural racism. Mayan Silver is a WUWM News reporter who has been covering the events happening in Kenosha. Mayan, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks, Joy.